Psalm 126. Please read Psalm 126. It has six verses. At the end of the Old Testament, all seemed to be lost for the people of God. God was silent and the waiting was almost unbearable. Where was the promised Messiah? Mount Zion seemed desolate, forgotten, neglected. The glory of God was about to break through to be seen by all who would believe. At the beginning of the kingdom age, when the Christ child was born, there were few who paid any attention, but soon crowds gathered to hear the Lord speak and do marvellous miracles of love and grace. The kingdom had now come for all who would humble themselves, as Jesus humbled himself, and come to him for forgiveness and a new life. For those who possess this new life, the response is joy and gladness. Laughter and singing abound as the soul is now freed and no longer in the shackles of the sinful nature. We are able to relate to God and worship and serve him with all our hearts. The experience of God is so profound and life-changing, it is like a dream come true. Those who have experienced the sorrow of the night of sin are now free from it and walk in the light of God. Everyone can see the happiness of the people of God and know that he has done great things for them. The people who know God reap the reward of life with him, walking with Christ in this life, and the certain hope of joy to come. The psalmist asks the Lord to restore his joy and replenish his hope, like the streams in the Negev desert. The Negev represents for us the desert-like situation of this present life. Without Christ, we dwell in a wilderness with little refreshment and provision for our souls. To know Christ is to be rich toward God and to have a deep spiritual life in him. This brings refreshment and joy to the Christian. Though we travel this world with sorrow, we will one day bring in the sheaves of the harvest with singing and great joy. We will bring many souls with us to heaven as we work and witness to Christ. The fortunes of Zion are surely restored.